So good luck.
Thanks for setting up the stage. I'm Ilya. I'm working on SQL Rooms, which is an open source framework for building data analytics applications. So I'm a software engineer, mostly front end. I've spent a lot of years already working on data visualization applications and data analytics. So I'm trying to kind of automate myself. Although we now have LLM agents which can do this anyways. But the thing is that I've learned something over the years, some recurrent patterns, and I'm trying to kind of build a framework which makes it easier. So SQL Rooms is a React framework which helps you build applications, and it's very modular, so you pick the functionality you need, and it's backed by DuckDB, which is a very nice database which is embeddable. You can run it in browser. I'll speak a bit more about that. So it started with this project FlowMapCity, which I built some years ago, where I used DuckDB running in the browser to represent mobility data for cities and transportation agencies to better understand the travel demand, to improve the planning. Here you see when I move the viewport, zoom in and zoom out, there are lots of DuckDB queries running directly in the browser, which prepare the data for this particular viewport, and it's working pretty well with DuckDB. And now I work at Foursquare, and we are building tools for geographic data analytics. So this is called Foursquare Spatial Desktop. This is a desktop app, Electron, but it uses SQL Rooms as it's the framework to run everything, and uses DuckDB running in. It's not running in browser. It's running in a Python backend, which is part of the Electron app. So DuckDB can be used also as a Python library because it's so embeddable, and that's what we do here. And it gives a bit more capabilities than if we were using the WebAssembly version in browser. So there are some other companies using SQL Rooms here. For example, Cosmograph. It's an application for graph and embedding visualization. Here you see scientific publications, and it also runs. DuckDB in browser, also very interactive, different filtering capabilities, and so forth. And this is a company doing transport modeling. So here, basically looking at how basically can close a street or add a new street, and see then run modeling and see how the mobility flows will change. So all these apps have to do with data analytics, and this is what SQL Rooms kind of helps with. So one of the reasons I built it, data is powerful, but data alone, there's kind of a gatekeeping, right? It's too technical. You need to have the capabilities to be able to access the data, or you need to have software engineers who would build a software for you to access the data, right? So SQL Rooms is kind of, the goal is to make it easier, to make it more democratic, and also I think with the advent of LLMs, it's also easier now, because LLMs are pretty good at generating SQL. So you don't even need to know SQL to be able to understand, to analyze some data. You can just express your intent as a sentence in natural language, and then LLMs will generate SQL. And you can run this query and see the results. And for that, the database and the results, they can stay local. You don't need to send the data to the LLM. You just express the intent, it will generate SQL. You execute SQL locally, right? So you don't. It's from privacy standpoint, it's pretty good what you can do, because you don't need to share the data and the results with LLM. You just explain the intent. Maybe you share the schema, so that it's easier. The schema of the database, so that it's easier to run to prepare SQL, and it can help you. So here's an example app which someone from the community built with SQL Rooms. So it's from Amar Harolikar, and he put a video on YouTube. So it's like an app running fully in browser. He added data with like 20 million records, which is remains in browser, to DuckDB, and then he asked something, LLM to generate a query. It generated a SQL query, it ran in browser, and then SQL Rooms can generate a chart based on that. It's actually also LLM generated a specification of the chart, which we can render in browser. SQL Rooms has room in its title. So what is a room? It's like somewhat like a chat room, but intended for data analytics. So you have the data in this room, you have visualizations. It's like a self-contained workspace, and you can work alongside an AI assistant or multiple users. At least I'm working on that to enable collaboration. That's why I'm here. So why DuckDB is a good fit? It's because it's made for analytics. It's columnar. It's embeddable, as I mentioned before. It can run in browser, and low infra needs. If you can run it in browser, you don't need to set up the cloud to run it. It's single node. It's not distributed. So, but it's a limitation. But at the same time, it's a good thing, because you own your data. If you run it locally, you don't need to share it with cloud providers. Also, you don't have the round trip to run the queries, right? So you don't send the data over the network. And like, if you run it in browser and user browsers, it's kind of, you get horizontal scaling for free. Every new browser adds compute to your overall system and privacy standpoint. From the privacy standpoint, it's a good thing. So in SQL Rooms, if you go to the website, there is an example of offline use. You can run the app and install it as a PWA, right? Which you can run locally on your computer. You can use OPFS, which DuckDB supports, to store the data locally. And you can even connect local AI system via Ollama. So what SQL Room provides? It's right now it's dependent on DuckDB. We're assuming that we are using DuckDB, although we want to support more databases in the future. Like, we have a data connector abstraction already. So when you start with an application, it will like give you functionality for loading data, schema management, and query management. There are UI components which are like useful for data-centric apps, like table, schema tree, query editor. There are integrations with various visualization libraries, Vega, which we saw for the charts, Mosaic, Recharts, Cosmos for graphs, and Kepler for geospatial data. And there is an AI assistant. So it's a very modular toolkit. This is an example app built with SQL Rooms. You have the schema editor query, schema viewer, query editor. You can add data, you can run queries, and you see the results. And so the thing is that it's very modular, and the most tricky part to modular is the state, right? What if you wanted to be able to pick the functionality you need for your particular app and then combine it in a store, which you can access from anywhere in your application? So this is what SQL Rooms allows you to do by using Zustand slices. So basically for every module you want to add to your application, you just add a Zustand slice, and then this will be part of your store and accessible from anywhere in your app. So the room store, you need to initialize it, you add these slices which you want to pick. You can also decide to add some data to the database pre-edit, or you can add it later. Then you can basically wrap your entire application into room shell component and pass it the store which you initialized. And then in every component within that hierarchy, you can access anything on the store, run SQL queries, and do something with the results. All running in browser. Yeah. So, yeah, and to compose different slices in your store, you just like add it to your store. So here I'm adding SQL editor. Then this functionality will be available in my app. And I have access to it via this kind of hook from components. And you can extend it with your custom functionality as well, of course. So collaboration, more interestingly. So coming soon, I'm working on a notebook implementation Canvas module, and Canvas is actually a really great fit for collaboration. So Canvas is like a 2D notebook. You have also cells which can be queries or visualizations, and you can like arrange them on a 2D surface. And I'm working on a CLI tool, so which you can run just like it will be like a Python module. You can just run with UVX without having to install it. And then you can pass it the name of the database file. It will be a DuckDB file on your computer, which you can like both the data will be saved there and the state of your application. So when you rerun it, it will like be your kind of project file. And you'll have a reproducible artifact which you can send to someone, or you can, if you run this the same server on the server, you can basically other people can collaborate with you on the same project. So to enable this collaboration, I'm working on a CRDT module for which will be also like a slice you add to your store, and so it's close to working. I have a PR. I hope to land soon. So here we specify like the local storage we use so that we can so that it can still work offline, right? So we can have a copy of the state in IndexedDB in the browser. Here we pass the connector to the sync server and the URL. And this is the important part. We pass mirrors, which is like a specification, what part of the state we want to sync, right? We don't want to sync everything on the state. We need to specify which parts and to which data structures. So I've had some experience using YJS. So I built this tool for collaborative map drawing in the past. So I considered YJS first, but then I learned about LoRo CRDT. And I chose this because what they have, they have this LoRo CRDT mirrors module, which is basically this way of expressing the mapping between your original data structures, JavaScript data structures, to CRDT data structures, right? And this is what I need because SQL Rooms is kind of a framework, and I don't know in advance all the state which will be in your application. You decide, right? You can add your custom state. So we need a mechanism to express like what parts of the state we map to what kind of CRDT structures, and this must be generic enough. And this is what this LoRo mirror module enables. So this was one reason, and another reason was that I follow the work of Marimo. Who knows about Marimo notebooks? A few people. So it's like a somewhat similar project, and they recently migrated away from YJS to LoRo because they had some issues with YJS. So yes, there is a Python server you can run, which will run both DuckDB database, right? It will wrap it in an HTTP server, and you can access it via WebSockets, and it will do the syncing. So yeah, here I have a short demo of the canvas. So I start the server here, and then I open two web clients, right? So this is the canvas. I can create a query, and the other client sees it immediately. I run the query there, but I don't see the results here because the results are not synced, right? We don't need to sync them. We want to be explicit, like when users actually execute the queries. So we picked what part of the state we sync, and it's not everything. Yeah, but you basically see you can change the data and the other clients will see it. So yeah, so this is the basic like architecture which I'm working on now. So there is a server right now, which will have the copy of the CRDT. It will have a DuckDB instance, maybe some AI agent orchestration, which will have access to the same DuckDB and the CRDT state, and can modify it. So we can have agents running both on the clients and on the server, and multiple clients, right? Sorry. 1 minute. Oh, okay. But I'm at the end almost. Yeah. Sorry. So yeah, the data is not part of it. So this can be ephemeral. For instance, I'm considering to use Cloudflare containers for this, which can be like can spin it up on demand, and this will be like one session shared by multiple users, and we can shut it down after all users disconnect. But the data can stay separate, and we can just load it on demand. Peer-to-peer is also of interest, but will be the next step. So this is the last slide. Just the goals of the project. Make it easier to build data analytics apps, reduce data gatekeeping, stay open and independent. This is my LinkedIn. This is sqlrooms.org. Is there a time for questions?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Thank you first. Thank you. Very exciting to see what's possible in the browser nowadays that definitely wasn't possible like 5 or 10 years ago. So really cool. Any questions from the room? All the way back there. You know what? If you do your question, I'll repeat it for the recording.
Could you go into a little bit more detail why JS would not work for your use case?
So it would work for my use case. Ah, sure. Wouldn't YJS work for my use case? I think it would work, but I just chose it lower certainty at the moment for convenience, because they have this mirror functionality, which allows you to express how you map your application state into CRDT data structures in a very convenient way. So for me, that was the main reason.